The next patient is Richard Smith, SMITH, clinical case of a 73-year-old man with a history of a single kidney. The patient underwent nephrectomy for renal cell carcinoma in the left side, period.
Thank you. Yeah.
The patient had evidence of lithiasis in the remaining kidney, followed by the doctors in Michigan, and prior to coming down for the winter, he underwent lithotripsy. Taking that into consideration, I ordered a kidney stone protocol in which the excretion of calcium was less than 13 milligrams per day. The oxalate was 28 milligrams per day. Uric acid was just 194 milligrams per day. The citric acid was 94. So the patient has hypocitrituria. The pH is 5.6. The total urine volume is 2 liters. The sodium was just 103 milliequivalents per liter. The sulfate in the urine was 24 millimoles per liter. The phosphorus was 600 milligrams per liter, and magnesium was just 54 milligrams per liter. In other words, the patient has hypocitrituria. He is supposed to have a CT scan of the remaining kidney on March the 5th, and we will be able to assess what is remaining of the kidney stones, if any. Treatment will be decided at that time. Regarding the recent laboratory workup, in the comprehensive metabolic profile, the patient remains with an estimated GFR of 37 with a serum creatinine of 100. And serum creatinine is 1.8. The PTH was with the normal limits as well as the phosphate. The serum phosphorus 2.9. And the PTH was just 46. In other words, the patient has a stable kidney function, creatinine clearance, and there is no evidence of proteinuria whatsoever. Number two, arterial hypertension that is under control. His blood pressure reading today 167 over 677. He says that he gets much better readings at home. Following number a history of low-grade B-cell lymphoma that is followed by Dr. Ahmed on regular basis. Ahmed is AHMED. Following number gastroesophageal reflux disease on H2 blockers. Following number vitamin D levels are adequate, and the patient is feeling well. He's going back to Michigan shortly. We are going to review the CT scan, and we'll decide on therapy. The patient is coming back in November of this year, and we are going to make an appointment at that time. I spent 10 minutes reviewing the lab. In the face-to-face, we spend 20 minutes. In the documentation, 7 minutes.